This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Our next guest is a bit of a media slut, actually. He went to Mardi Gras and got his picture taken with Cher. He's joined us again in the studio, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.
Good morning to you. It's always a pleasure and never a chore coming in here at Joy 94.9. And when you say that I had my picture taken with Cher at the Gay and Lesbian LGBTQI, throwing an H in there too because heteros are feeling a little bit marginalised. I did have my picture taken with Cher, and I'm a big fan, and I said to her, if I could turn back time, I'd go back to the night that Tony Abbott was conceived and I'd slaughter both of his parents. And she didn't really get the nuance of the joke.
Because she doesn't even know who he is.
No, of course not, but she's terrific.
And she hadn't done a proper due diligence on yourself, I take it, Prime Minister.
No, she just knew that I was a natural leader by my bearing and charisma. Hello to you, Macca. Hello, Taz. Hello to Paul. I believe in commercial radio they would call you the button monkey, Paul, but that's disparaging, isn't it?
We call him panel bitch.
Oh, the panel bitch.
I love you all.
Now, we see Prime Minister on during the week, the Beetrooter, otherwise known as Barnaby Joyce.
The Beetrooter.
The Beetrooter.
He's on the back bench now, isn't he? Called me inept before I went to America. It's like, sorry, Barnaby, can't hear you. You're on the back bench with Tony.
Does it feel like Hayter had him on the back bench?
I just love him back there. I turn around to
see
that.
You don't feel like he's going to stab you from the background?
No, he's a nationals, really. Nationals, really. I don't like the country. I don't like going there. Country people always put me on edge. They've always got dirty shoes.
So it's true what Labor says about you. You are the Prime Minister for Sydney.
Absolutely. Well, if you're not in Sydney, and I don't mean to upset your listenership, but if you're not in Sydney, you're camping, aren't you? I mean, people always say, look at the bay, isn't it delightful? It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Port Phillip Bay.
Yeah, you don't see
I live at Point Piper on Sydney Harbour, for Christ's sake. Please don't try and sell the Westgate to me. You're not going to do that, are you?
No. Well, I actually was hoping to sell the western suburbs of Melbourne to you because I do believe that the redistribution is going to result in some new seats in the northwest.
Well, you know, what they're calling the north of Melbourne and those seats that the Greens are meant to pick up. Of course, they shut themselves in Batman, didn't they?
They did.
They can't run a bath, let alone a country. But they're calling it the Quinoa Corridor, aren't they? Don't you love that?
The tofu feds. No, the 30th news poll is coming up, Prime Minister.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I did pretty well on the 29th. Do you remember the 29th news poll?
Well, you know the difference between second and last? The spelling.
That's right. But I don't think that the 30th should be some kind of benchmark. I used it as an excuse to depose Tony and take the glittering prize that is the Prime Ministership. But 30 news polls, can we have for a moment, can people cast their gaze over the economy? Low unemployment, low inflation, like
it's got nothing
economic
to do with
growth.
You, though. No. The states have delivered
got,
all of
it's
that.
It's got nothing to do with me, but I'm trying to tie my wagon to its star tax. Can I have a little bit of help in here? Can you raise me up? Can you be the wind beneath my wings?
Our job is to ask the questions and
all
to
the tough
scrutinize
questions. I've been scrutinised on Joy 94.9. It's a nice scrutiny, too. You've got a great hand in scrutiny.
Scrutinise. We've got big scrutins here.
So I see the party pulled out the heavyweights the other night. John Howard.
They wheeled Johnny out. Johnny said, have a bit of loyalty. And I think not a bad thing to exercise in your everyday life. Mm. If you're having problems, you know, don't just cut and run. Bit of loyalty to your institutions, to your relationships, to your principles and goals. I mean, I've thrown all mine aside. I'm a left-wing progressive who leads the Liberal Party because I wanted to be Prime Minister. But I'm just saying, you know, remember earlier in the year, there was a bunch of files, sensitive cabinet papers found at a secondhand auction.
Yes.
Ironically, they were in a filing cabinet.
Filing cabinet.
That maybe a senior public servant or a politician might have looked in before they sent it to an auction. But I've also, it's not unusual to find curios in thrift shops around Canberra.
Sure.
A box of my principles were found in a Salvo's for $2 recently.
That'd be surge pricing, wouldn't it?
That's,
surge pricing.
Some years ago, somebody bought a pair of flippers belonging to...
Harold Holt.
Harold Holt, yes. And one of Amanda Vanstone's dresses was sold recently.
Yeah,
it's now the Spiegel tent.
That's right, at Ray's Camp City.
It's a 300-seater.
So,
good on Mandy. She's a terrific...
Isn't she?
...constituent.
And, of course, she does Radio National now.
Does she? Oh. Mm.
Yeah, well, she's...
Think pieces on Radio National.
That's right, an audience of four.
Yeah, interviewing...
herself.
Communists in Hessian suits about their latest novel, for God's sake.
People that would seek to challenge you, we have the taxpayer-funded rock star Julie Bishop. Any comment about
Julie? Well, really, the last Prime Minister...
Oh, sorry, she doesn't have a partner, does she?
She's
got a boyfriend.
No, no, but in terms of allowances, she doesn't have a partner.
That's right.
Right.
There isn't an allowance for that.
I mean, these people, really and truly, if they were on Centrelink benefits, they'd have their door knocked down. Now, the last time I think we had a Prime Minister from Perth was John Curtin during World War II, and he was a Melburnian that went over to Perth to fill the seat of Fremantle. Nobody cares what happens in Perth. Nobody wants to know, so I'm safe there. Really, Perth people, do you know what Perth people tell you when you're over there? Isn't this paradise? It's like, is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You're in Siberia. Hello to everybody from Perth listening here, but of course you've made the journey to Melbourne, so stop your
worries. One of your colleagues, Senator Dean Smith, he'll be listening.
Senator Dean Smith. Dean is a terrific guy.
Yes.
I am very fond of Dean. I'll tell you who won't be listening, Senator Michaela Cash.
Why not?
Well, she's part cat, so she'll be spraying some bushes somewhere. Or sorry, in the Senate Estimates Committee. Sometimes she arcs up, she gets her back right up and get us a saucer of milk,
that's
for God's sake.
That's very naughty of you, Prime Minister.
A lot of people will say I'm naughty. The most disturbing thing is when we're in the PMO late at night reading a white paper and Michaela puts her leg in the air and licks her own arsehole.
That,
that can really freak you out.
What else happened?
We have a question for you.
Have we been taken off air?
We have a question for you.
I want to ask, there was a picture during the week, and I'm not sure of the authenticity of it, that Tony Abbott, I know the Prime Minister's been accused of this, but that Tony Abbott had installed solar panels on his house.
Well done to Tony. He should install solar panels on his ears because those things could pick up messages from outer space. Have you seen them? Yeah. How can he swim with those?
They're like satellite dishes.
He can hear this. He can hear messages from the moon. I actually have installed solar panels on the Piper. We are off the grid up there, Luce and I. So
that's with your very fast.
So why are you peddling coal across the nation?
Yeah. Oh, because they're rich and they'll just kick into the...
Who's rich?
The coal industry. They're rolling in it.
Are they giving you
to turn my back on that kind of donations at campaign time? Tass, are you out of your mind? I mean,
had principles, I think.
No, and, you know, if God didn't intend us to burn fossil fuels, he wouldn't have given them to us.
No.
So my favourite form of power generation is a form that is... means you can turn all the lights on and everything looks pretty. I love it. Going up to the Piper and it's twinkling like fairyland.
Now, we have a question from a listener, Prime Minister. Did you go to Tim Wilson's wedding and did you wear shoes with no socks? You know Tim, Uncle Tim?
Yes, you've got to stop not asking me real questions.
No, the question...
I'm not actually the Prime Minister.
Is it appropriate to a wedding without socks?
I think so. I would go with the zeitgeist, what the flavour is of the time. I'm a big...
You don't think that's a gay thing?
A gay thing? Shoes without socks. No, I think that it's probably been appropriated from the gay world, if you will, because you are the trendsetters.
Of course.
Not only in fashion, but also in social mores and behaviours. I mean, if you are a casual drug user, you can thank the gay world for experimenting with it first. No, it's true. I used to flick a couple of pingers in the helmet back in the 90s, and it was your... and go right off. And I don't mind a couple of lines of booger sugar. Why not to get you up and about before the guests come over? But it's always the gay community that will experiment first. And with us, you guys were doing it before, you know, people in Warrnambool were scratching their faces off. So
nobody does that stuff anymore. It's all passé.
Of course. And it becomes so quickly passé because
Quinoa. And
you are at the vanguard of social and political change, and that's why I would take part of my Saturday morning to come in and visit you. Now, let's get back to shoes without socks. If it's a good leather loafer or an espadrille, a brogue, then you're not going to suffer foot odour.
No.
If something with a leather inlay and a leather upper and a leather sole, why wouldn't you go sockless?
So it's all about the odour.
It is. Well, yes, you don't want to take those shoes off and have any kind of odour emanating.
No.
And I have got terrific feet. Body chemistry and feet. I've got very attractive feet.
Prime Minister, I have another question for you. The question is from
And congratulations to Tim Wilson and his partner. Tim, of course, is the member for Goldstein down there in Brighton, which if I was going to live in Melbourne, I'd live down there. Good morning to you, Tim. I would love you to come onto my show, An Evening with Malcolm Turnbull, at the Athenaeum. Tits Shorten was it on Sunday. He hates me calling him Tits too.
Why?
I'll tell you a little story.
I have a question.
I don't know why I call him Tits Shorten.
Because he's got those little wobblers when you see him jog along. Lose all the weight you like. But I'll tell you.
Like a couple of old Takata airbags.
Yes, that's right.
Who made the man boobs comment?
Well, a man called Lawrence Mooney actually coined the phrase "tit shorten." I can tell you that Bill doesn't like it because recently at a Labor Party function, he body shamed Lawrence Mooney.
No,
he said to Sam Dastyari, former senator Sam Dastyari, selling secrets for a lemon chicken.
Member for Shanghai.
He said to Sam Dastyari, "Can you hear that?" Sam said, "What?" And he said, "That's screaming." Sam said, "I can't hear any screaming." And he said, "It must be the buttons on Lawrence Mooney's shirt."
Oh.
And I believe Lawrence wears that as a badge of honour to be put down by the future Prime Minister of Australia.
You see, if he said that about Peter Dutton, he'd be off on an island holiday of no return.
That's right. Peter's in charge of everything now. Federal Police, ASIO, Border Security. Don't insult Peter, but people often ask me, and I'll get to your question just in a moment.
Well, it's not my question. It's a listener's question.
I'll get to it right after this. People often say to me, do you look at Peter Dutton and think, God, he does look like a potato? And I do. I imagine getting a big peeler and peeling his face and seeing a fresher, whiter Peter Dutton underneath. Though we don't need Peter to be whiter than he already is.
Do you see what happened to his ex-Queensland police colleague, from Australian Border Force? You know, he went to collect his uniform, his lovely black uniform, from the dry cleaners, and
that's right.
They wouldn't give it to him because they didn't need it anymore. But you know, I've often wondered, Prime Minister, you and the Governor General give out medals. Roman had a medal on his left lapel of his uniform. Do you think that was for someone who brought in 21 cigarettes?
That's right. Customs and excise.
Yes.
Before you go, Prime Minister, I have to ask you this
question. I'm making space for the future Lord Mayor of Melbourne, aren't I, Sally Cupp?
You certainly
are.
And
I'm right behind Sally all the way. She's a terrific constituent.
Yes.
And
once
we get Sally in there, I think we're going to halve the red wine bill too in the city of Melbourne.
So this listener wants to know.
Old Tonsils Doyle. I tell you what, he could open the gullet and... He could drink like a whale swallowing
this
krill.
This listener wants to know whether you have any insider scoops or insider knowledge on who might be Barnaby Joyce's baby's real father.
Well, I think it's just appalling that you would bring into question the paternity of your future child as some kind of publicity stunt. Let me tell you this about Barnaby Joyce. He's a rank act. He's a low life. And I don't like him at all. He's got a rancid bonce and he is awful. He's a long way from the National Party tradition and he can wallow on the backbenches. I feel sorry that Vicky Campion's morals were ever brought into question. I won't truck with that question at all. We're getting a wind-up from Paul. I've outstayed my welcome.
Prime Minister, you've actually... you've done us
proud
this morning. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. We've had a lot of fun.
I always like
with
to
you.
Do you proud, Macca.
If any of our listeners out there would like to get any more of the Prime Minister, you can actually hear him and see him live at the Comedy Festival. Lawrence Mooney is putting on a great show.
Lawrence Mooney's a terrific guy.
Yes. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's a little left-thinking commo. I mean, you know,
bursting out of his shirt from what
right.
I can see.
He's 8 kilos heavier than I am. You should see him sweating up down at the Athenaeum. So come along. It's a lot of fun. It's a joyous night with Malcolm. So go to comedyfestival.com.au. Good on you. Bye now.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.